Well, now it officially feels like baseball season. It does. Welcome back. Midday Show live from Chickies and Pete's at South Philly today. And joining us right now as we get set for opening day, Phillies Braves, and a very highly anticipated season is the voice of the Phillies, Scott Fransky. Scott, how you doing?
Scott.
Man? I'm doing great. I'm hanging with my good, close, personal friend, Ike Reese.
Scott, you know what?
He came right up to me and said, I know who you are.
Is that what he did?
Yeah.
Scott, does this ever get old for you? Opening day, does it ever feel any different for you?
I mean, obviously, when the team is supposed to be good, that feels different. When you're not just, you know, hoping against hope, so to speak. The opening day is just, you know, it's Happy New Year. It's a happy opening day. Everybody's 0-0. Everybody's got a shot. But it definitely helps when you're going into a season when you know you're going to have a good ball club.
And, Scott, this one feels a little bit different even than last year. You know, 2022 was such a surprise, and then we hoped they could do it again, and they got pretty close to doing it again. But, Scott, this feels to me for the first time since, you know, like 10-11, where the expectation is and the conversation is 95, 96 wins, a World Series. This is as high of the expectations as I can remember in a very long time, Scott, heading into a season.
Well, yeah, when I was listening to you guys when I was driving down here, everybody's booking the World Series. I mean, it's all right. You know, you've already picked the parade date.
Wednesday, the 6th of November.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's crazy.
You thought that might be Halloween. So I had to tell
you. So you're still going to keep pointing that out.
I mean, you asked me if that's Halloween.
I didn't hear, but we can get into that later. But
I got confused.
No, you're right. The expectations are sky high. I was just talking with Rob Thompson, and it's one of those things where you know the expectations are there, but you also understand how – I mean, it's 6 months before we get there, before we even get to the postseason. And you got to get to the postseason first. However you do that, you got to get in. And maybe it's winning the division. I know they'd like to. I know everybody would like to say that they're – you know, they can compete with the Atlanta Braves, you know, day in and day out, say, over 162. And – be able to put up a divisional flag is cool. So, that's goal number one, if you will. But with a team like this, there's definitely the ultimate goal, and that is to win the World Series. And anything short of that, I think they would feel in that room like it's a failure.
You know, Scott, for lack of finding a better word that fits other than this one, does this team seem like it's more focused than it was last year?
You know, it's a reasonable question. I don't know if there's a way to answer that because spring training is spring training. Mm-hmm. But I do think, you know, if you come, you got to come out of the gates and you got to face your division rivals, the team you're trying to knock off. And you got to face them right away. And you got to face one of the best pitchers in the game right away. And I think when you get into the season, you kind of can see what the focus looks like. Mm-hmm. But it's spring training is so hard to tell. I mean, it's all talk, really. Now it's for real.
Scott Fransky joining us here on a Fransky Friday as we get set for opening day, 3:05 first pitch. Scott, it's interesting where they're at as a group, because I think a lot of people want to believe this window is wide open, and they do have some young players that are still, you know, getting better, like a Stott and Alec Bohm and Ranger Suarez. But Scott, the bulk of this team, their best players have crossed that threshold. They're into their 30s now. It feels to me like there's a sense of urgency to get this done before those guys age. Hopefully they age well. But, Scott, we saw this, you know, 2011 to 2012. Sometimes teams get old fast. When you look at this team, what do you think this window is? It's obviously now. Is it big? Is it right now? How do you assess how much time they have to go to get this done?
Yeah, well, I mean, the window's definitely open right now. And it's something they don't want to – You just never know in the game of baseball. I mean, if you've been around the game for a while, you know that weird things happen, and injuries certainly can happen and change the landscape of things. But, you know, where players are, where their contracts are, you know who's here and who's signed for another year and for 2 years and for 3 years or for 7 years or whatever. So you kind of have an understanding of that part of it. But, I think they feel like that this year, next year, the year after, that they're still – the window is still there. But I still think having been so close 2 years in a row, it's still a matter of, look, our goal is to win the World Series. That's the only goal. we have, and however we have, whatever we have to do to get there, that's the goal. And they know the window's open. And you talk about it, the players on the side of 30, and players can change quickly at that. Will these guys? Who knows? Only time will tell. But again, I think they have a lot of talent. If everybody's healthy, reasonably healthy, and if everybody sort of reasonably plays to their career norms, I see no reason why they would not be in the playoffs.
You know what, Scott? I don't know if you look at stuff like this, but who do you feel, just by looking at the squad, is going to have a phenomenal year this year? Just to give you a gut feeling, who do you think is going to have a phenomenal year this year?
I mean, every time I saw Zach throw in spring training, he just, to me, looked like a man on a mission, and not a guy who was going through the motions in spring training. A guy who was out right away to prove, you know, he was admittedly a little hard on himself, I think, or he was a little hard on himself, I thought, over his first half performance, but talked about it last year at the All-Star break. I expect to be a lot better in the second half, and I think he's kind of entering this season with that mindset that this is going to be a big, big year for him. And, you know, he's got a lot of things now taken care of, the contract, stability, all those things, and I think he's poised to have an even better year than we've already seen from him over the last few.
Scott, what did you notice with JT Realmuto and his swing in spring training? I thought it was interesting today. You know, we're all looking at the lineup against Schwarber going to lead off, and I don't really think that was much of a question he was going to. But the Phillies have a different cleanup hitter now than they did at the end of last year. It's Realmuto, and we spoke to him last week down in Clearwater, and he mentioned the biomechanics lab and getting in there and maybe changing the way he was balancing his weight and his swing. And you look at him, Scott, and it's like, okay, was last year just a down year with mechanics, or is he reaching that age as a catcher where his offense is going to start to decline? What would you notice with JT, who's batting fourth today?
Looks great. I think the swing looks really good. And, you know, I just talked with Topper a little bit about it. You can hear it on the pregame show coming up. But that's why he's in the cleanup spot. It's something that they looked at those at-bats in spring training. They looked at the tweaks with the swing. They like where it's at. And they're going to give it a run. I mean, they did it at times last year, but obviously it's not where they ended up. It was more Bohm in the middle. You know, they had Castellanos hit cleanup for a lot of last year. Behind Harper, but the first choice is JT, and I think a lot of that has to do with the kind of at-bats he was having in spring training.
So we spoke to you a few weeks ago down in spring, Scott. We were talking about the Rojas decision and what they would do and how they would approach it. Well, he's here, and he's starting in center field opening day. Scott, when you think about what he was last year in the regular season, he did hit 300, then it fell off in the postseason. What do you think is a reasonable expectation for us to have for Rojas offensively? Defensively, he's going to catch everything, but offensively, what do you think is reasonable? What do you think they might be hoping for out of him?
I don't know that there's a number there. I think it's that his head is above water offensively. He gets hit for late, probably in games at times, you know, in a big spot. But I do think that to keep his head above water, I don't think they have a number in mind necessarily, say, you know, he doesn't walk very much, so that's going to be a challenge for him. It's all going to be, you know, his on-base percentage is all going to be his base hits. So, you know, I mean, I think if he hits even 220, 230, somewhere in there, he's still, that's enough to keep him out there playing every single day, the kind of defense he brings to the table. You know, you get by with Schwarber hitting below 200 because of the number of home runs and the number of walks, how much he's on base. Rojas won't do that. He won't hit 50 homers. He's not going to walk 100 times. So he's got to do a little bit more just with the base hits and getting on base. But think about it. If he does that, could he steal 30 bases? Absolutely. Could he be a Gold Glove contender in center field? Absolutely. And there's a ton of value in that. And as Dave Dombrowski said, we think we're a better club with him on it. So we're going to ride with it to start and see what happens.
Scott, how often do you think we're going to see Whit Merrifield? I thought it was a really good signing, and he's the kind of player they could use it. You know, he doesn't strike out much. He puts the bat on the ball. He's versatile. He played a lot last year. He's played a lot his whole career. Now it's a different kind of role. Do you think it's going to be more of if someone gets hurt, or they're going to try to find a way to get him in that lineup, you know, 2, 3, 4 days a week? How do you think we're going to see?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Him used.
I'm not 100% sure. I think part of that will be a feeling out, and so often that gets dependent on how guys are feeling, and are they producing every day. But he's going to be used off the bench in big spots again to hit for a guy like Rojas, or maybe even hit for Marsh late in a game in a tough matchup. I mean, Marsh is in there today. I think Marsh would have been in there regardless of who the pitcher was, because it's opening day and they feel like he's earned that right to be the opening day left fielder. But I do think, when Chris Sale's on the mound, we'll see Merrifield out there. Tough lefties, I think Merrifield gets his starts predominantly. That's when they come, and the rest of it becomes, mix and match and off the bench late in the game.
Scott, we'll end with this. Do you have a favorite opening day memory?
I don't know. I mean, there's those leadoff home runs, Schwarber, McCutchen of recent memory. There's probably some recency bias there for myself, but they're all a lot of fun. Just getting to the ballpark for the first time and seeing, just being here right now, seeing it fill up. Seeing Ike Reese show up. You just know it's a big day when Ike's here. And I think, again, it's just one to kind of take in and see the sights and sounds and just get to watch a game in front of the best fans in baseball.
Oh, no question about that. You know what, Scott, I just wanted to let you know, I was looking at my computer models today. We have a deep storm off
you
the
have
New England
a computer
coast.
Model?
Yes. We have a deep storm off the New England coast with Canadian high pressure system creating a tight pressure gradient, which is producing strong northwest winds. So I need you to layer up today.
Well, I just went and got an extra layer, so I think I'm good to go. I don't know how Howard Eskin feels about your weather talk, Hugh. I don't know if he would agree with your assumption.
He
always seems to have a problem with the weather.
He does. Am I taking the over or the under, Hugh? That's what I need to know on the game.
Oh, take over.
Okay.
Take over.
Scott, we appreciate
flags,
it.
It may be tough to get it out to left, but, sometimes the flags out there don't tell the real story, so we'll see.
All right, but maybe to right. That means I'm taking a home run on Schwarber. All right, Scott, we appreciate it. We'll be listening, of course, today and the entire season. We'll talk next week. Thank you, Scott.
See you, Wiz.
There he goes. Scott Fransky hanging out with his close personal friend Ike Reese in the booth.
The way you looked at me when I dropped that weather report, though, was like...
I was like, where'd you find that?